Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Black Girls Joined with Jazz.
Oh, sorry, Jazz. My
Hello.
sorry, Jazz. My setup went crazy. Oh, and Vic. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I was worried for a second. This week has been like another, I don't know. I think January is so weird because it's like the month of renewal and whatever, but it literally goes so quick. I feel like it's basically the end of January next week, but anyway,
I feel like it goes so slow. Like
do you think?
I feel like there's three more weeks left, isn't there? One, two, three. Well,
Technically,
three
yeah,
and a bit,
about
yeah.
two and a bit, but yeah, I just feel like it's gone so quick. I feel like New Year's Day was like a couple of days ago. I just can't believe we're already in the middle of January.
Crazy.
But yeah, last week we were talking a bit about Harry and his shenanigans, and lo and behold, it's still very much a
I
prevalent news
know.
story, which is no surprise. I just can't believe the things that I'm hearing, like the audio clips I've heard. I just can't believe it, Vic.
I just think, why, Harry? The Elizabeth Arden cream, like people use that in their skin routine.
And calling
You,
his thing Todger.
oh God.
I was like, you know, when I heard it, yeah, I immediately went into like, this is fake news. Like, there's no way. There's no way he wrote this or signed off on it, whatever you want to call it, and then recorded the audio to read it out. There's no way.
He probably just thought, yeah, they need to know me. I need them to know me. I need them to understand me. But I think what he needs to understand is we will never understand. We'll never, the British
No.
public will never relate to you. They don't even relate to William. They only like him because he doesn't speak. If that man was starting to, if he started to really speak, I'm telling you, they're not going to like that man. People only really like that royal family because they don't hear them speak too tough. This speaking that you're doing. Anyways, I already said it on another episode that I generally think that I hope that Harry and Meghan know that the UK will never like them, and majority of it is racism. Like a majority of it is due to the fact that she's mixed. Do you know what I mean? Like, and people can't really put their finger on it. We've had this conversation. People can't put their finger on it. It's kind of like, oh, there's something about them, you know. But then there's some people now who hate them who have kind of rallied for them throughout their whole journey. Some people are just like, I can't bother it anymore. Like I'm at this point in time, Harry. What are you even moaning about? So I feel like just losing people, but I don't know, Jazz.
I think
I haven't read the whole
especially,
book, so I can't really. Maybe I could be wrong.
yeah. I think it's also because maybe the timing as well. Like we're going through a Cosy Lives and all of that,
Cause he lives, I'm done.
and I just feel like to the average person, it's almost like these are rich people problems. These are, and it's not even a rich people problems. Like this is literally a royal problem.
It is, yeah.
And it's literally so unique. And it's like, yes, of course, we understand racism and microaggressions and how the media can literally form public opinion and stuff. We all understand that. But when it comes to the royal family, it's such a specific niche that I don't even think people know how to respond to this, I'll be honest.
Yeah, you're definitely right. Yeah, because even with the press coverage, he's like, "Yeah, my stepmom would use me and my brother to get better press coverage." As an average Joe who's going to work on a day, what's that? Okay, like the way he was. You know, I don't know if you saw the ITV interview, but like, an average Joe is gonna think you're spoiled. And it's really sad because maybe he does have points and his issues are valid. You know, some of them are valid, like, you know, he's talking about his PTSD, homeless, and do you know what I mean? But like when he said, like, you know, and the way he was saying it, like, no, like my stepmother would use us to get better coverage. And I'd be like, brother, what
And
am I
like
meant to say about
all the
that?
stuff about like the palace feeding the media stories and stuff like that. Like we're not gonna We're not going to understand all of
We're
that.
not, especially if you can't tell us. Baby, if you
Yeah.
can't tell us, what are we gonna do? If you can't tell us who, then I don't
But do you
know.
know what finished me, Vic? Do you know what truly finished me? Is that they did a poll and they said that now Prince Harry is less popular
Yeah.
than Prince Andrew
I saw that
among
too.
the public over, I think, the age of 65.
Megan's even lost. I said, oh God.
I'm like, these.
Even a bloody pedo.
Hey,
God.
my
Or what
gosh.
is it? What? I don't even know. I don't know.
These people need to find God, because what's the absolute hell?
I generally think, like, I was kind of like on board with them telling their story because I didn't really understand why they left. So I think that Oprah interview was great. But I think what we have to understand is, like, we don't know them. Like, I thought the Oprah interview was great. I felt like, okay, I've clocked onto why they've left. They've left because, the now they've broke it down, like, okay, it's the royal family, but then there's a firm. They broke it down in that aspect, and then they broke it down in the aspect of, okay, racism, yeah, is definitely here. Like, and the UK press. And then they broke it down in terms of their safety. When you say all of that, I'm like, yeah, fair game, run. Put your family first. I get it. But like now, when you watch the Netflix doc, it's a novel. It's the bow that has unraveled. Because it's just so many layers to it. Like, for example, Megan saying after when they're watching the Oprah doc, Megan said, "Oh, they really focus on race. Like, everyone's just focused on the race element." My dear.
Ma'am.
So really, guys, I think they're in both of them. I don't know what's going on. Like, even on the in the recent interview, Harry was like, "When did I ever say that they were racist, my family?" I said, "Yeah, but did the two of you not collect an award against standing up for racism?" Which, like, it's mad. It's a very mad story.
And I think that's what people are starting to clock. I think especially like the black community, and I say the black community because they're obviously the people that I've seen commenting online about it, but it's become clear that they're not necessarily upset or against the sort of like institution or what it stands for or anything like that. It's just the fact that they were pushed out of it.
Yeah.
And
There
they
was
weren't
a
treated how they wanted to be treated. So it's like they still stand for this history of the institution. They don't think the monarchy should be abolished. Harry said he still believes in the monarchy. So I think, with that being said, it's like, yeah, you're just complaining. That's what it sounds like
Yeah,
to me.
you're just complaining because it's crazy, Jazz. It's crazy because Megan said, was it in the Oprah interview on the Netflix documentary? She
I
said,
think it was
"I'll never
the Netflix
forget my
one.
girl said, use me." She was like, "I wanted the royal family to use me as, for the walks,
I
when they
wanted to
do
be
those
the
walks."
token. That's what I'm hearing.
Ah, she and like even in the Netflix documentary, Harry was saying how, this is a great opportunity, a mixed race person, and even for the Commonwealth. I said, yep. Megan said, yeah, I look like them. I said, ma'am,
Wow.
no, you don't. But ma'am,
It's just all become very, very smelly. Of course.
so, but the thing is, yeah, girl.
The
I
thing
don't
is, their
even
truth is their
know,
truth.
Jazz. Yeah,
It,
it's
to be
just
honest, it's
mad.
I actually do believe that it's us. We created the narrative.
We,
Like you
yeah.
said, yeah, we don't know them. It's just that we saw that the media were being racist to Meghan and her family, like her mom in particular, or whatever. We saw that, and we thought, yeah, the reason they left is because they're saying, F these people that are not sticking up for us, blah 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 blah. But there was so much less to it than we thought. if you know what I mean. It
Less,
wasn't,
that is the key word. Yes, yes, yes,
yeah,
yes,
it
yes.
wasn't about wanting to abolish the whole institution and standing up against
But
it
where
and
did we get that from? We made it
we
up.
made
The
it
same
up.
we the same
We
way
made it up.
the same way when Archie was born, everybody was like, oh my God, he's gonna be like he's
Yeah,
gonna
they should call
be but he's
him,
gonna have forcey
yeah,
hair.
they should call him Jerome or something like that. His name's gonna be Jerome.
Megan Self does not have forcey hair. Like she doesn't even wear her natural hair. And that's her own prerogative. She doesn't have to do whatever she wants to do. But we then exactly we were saying Jerome, we were saying that he was gonna be called Kwame. We were doing a
Hold
lot.
on. Where did people get Kwame from?
Just people did a lot. We were doing a lot. And then now this one, we decided to say that they were doing revolution. They wanted to break down the royal. We
This is it. We really thought that. We
when we
really
clock
thought that.
it, they had never said those words to us. We
Mm-mm.
just took an inch and we ran. However, I done clocked when when Megan said in an Oprah interview, I'll never forget, when she said that comment about the race thing, about, oh, someone said, how dark is Archie going to be? Or comments like that. However, you know what it is, yeah? Let me say one quick thing before going to Oscar. When someone says something like that, it's kind of like, I don't want to tell the real racism. This is how I saw it, right? And I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't want to tell you the real racism, but if you're black, you get that
It
there's
was worse
more.
than, yeah, it was worse than that.
And you get what this implies. However, that could have just been it. And you know, still wrong, but that could have just been it. However, I clocked that when she said that, Harry said, and I'll never give out those names. I remember Jasmine, he said it straight away. He said, I'll never reveal that.
These
Because he
people.
knows if that's the heir to the throne, I be it's your daddy or it's your brother. That's the serious one.
That's it. And
Like, of course,
like you said,
it's not gonna affect them sitting on that throne. No, absolutely not.
yeah.
But it's gonna be the hair of racism.
Yeah. That it goes down in history. That's a fact. It goes down on a historical record. So whether it's in 100 years' time, when they actually finally do abolish the monarchy, they'll be citing stuff like this. They'll be like, they're racist. That is literally what they'll say. They'll attach it like that.
But I don't
100%.
think it's just want to tell you it's the most complex thing, which I'm very happy when the news cycle will be over because it's too complex for me.
Yeah, it's a
It is
lot.
too
It's a
complex.
lot.
It's just bare complicities in the com it's too complex to the point that Harry now said the Ngozi thing in the royal, the thing that happened in Buckingham Palace recently. He said, oh, you know, the white lady that said, where are you from? To the black lady. He said, you know, that was, you know, that the media and Twitter kind of went off with that. I said, I know you don't mean black Twitter. The people that don't been defending you. I mean, we don't know again, we don't want to assume. But he was like, yeah, Twitter went off with that and like, you know, she didn't really mean it.
Oh gosh.
And I was like, yeah, because the person who probably said, oh, Harry's color, in your eyes, maybe didn't mean it that
Yeah.
way. And in that interview, my brother kept saying, what's the word?
Unconscious bias.
To replace, I don't think he felt comfortable to say racism yet. You know, when a
Is it
white person has to say
subconscious? Sorry.
black, you know, and then they say, ethnic people, or no, they just I don't know. I think it's sometimes even scared to say that, but they find a way around saying black because they're scared to say black, and it's like
Yeah.
I am black. It's okay to say black.
Yeah.
So I think he's in that world right now where he's
Yeah.
kind of just saying the subconscious bias. I think they just have subconscious bias. Of course, I'm like, nah, bro. There's something else
And it's
there.
so dangerous. It's so dangerous using that word. So dangerous using
Because
that
now other
phrase.
people are gonna think, oh yeah, I'm not really racist. I was just brought up in this world where I just have subconscious bias. But it's like there's subconscious bias and then there's just
Ignorance.
moving mad, like touching someone's hair. Like, do you know what, yeah? When he said that, I was like, yeah, of course you're gonna want to protect your family because you're you There was that tweet by her name's called Ella December, put it perfectly. He's not angry, or they're not angry with the royal family. They're angry about their position. Perhaps if they got the coverage they needed, or perhaps if they got the protection, sorry, I think the protection was the main one, and it protects, perhaps if they laid off the laid off Meghan with the press, perhaps we would not even be we wouldn't even known any of this stuff.
I agree.
Can you imagine that? We
I
wouldn't have
agree
known any
100%.
of this
100%.
stuff.
100%. I agree. I feel like the catalyst for this was them losing the security. 100%.
And again, it's one of those things where when Harry's explaining it in the documentary, I get it because I'm thinking, yeah, you're a prince. You should have appropriate measures. You should have appropriate security. Like, you are, like, do you see how when, what's it, Prince Charles, maybe, perhaps, I think maybe when the Queen died and somebody ran on the street and they literally had guns ready. Remember? People. They're not clocking the levels of security that these people need. So when he's saying, I think I said it on the podcast before, when he's saying, yeah, they took our security, a normal Joe is going to think, so?
Just get another one.
Just get a bouncer. They don't, they're not clocking what you're talking about. They're just looking at you like you're spoiled.
Yeah, there's levels to it, but yeah, I have definitely personally clocked out because they're not caping for me. They're not even caping for progression. They're just caping, from my perspective anyway, they're just caping for how unfair it is that we've been treated this way.
Because do you know what it is, Jazz? Do you know what it is, yeah? If they clocked it, yeah, I think there would have been a bit more meat to the story. They would have said things like, oh yeah, because we know that your UK racism is 99% white. They would have had those meats to their arguments. They would have had those meats to the things like, shit, if Meghan is experiencing this, how are black people in the UK treated? You don't hear those meaty things from them. Those, because you're watching it and you're thinking, right, like, when I used to watch it back in the day, like when I before this interview, I used to watch it thinking, oh, Meghan and Harry know how I am, you know? They get it.
They get it,
And
but
then
we made it all up. We made
we made
it all
it to comfort
up.
ourselves.
Yeah. Gosh, we really did. But it's well.
Damn.
But well, that's gonna be interesting. Do you think he's gonna be invited to the coronation?
Perhaps because you keep saying, and that's the thing that kind of confused me. He said, I still want a relationship with them. But then, are they not going to be upset that you said everything like this?
That's what I'm saying. At this point, I feel like they just need to just cut all ties. From what I'm seeing, I just feel like it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that you're saying all these things. And maybe I sound like a royalist when I say this, but it doesn't make sense that you're saying all these things and then saying in the other breath, I still want a relationship with
But
them.
like, let's think about it in aspect of like being a normal human being. Yeah, let's say your family bashed you out for whatever reason. Yeah, I don't know. Let's say like you come from a super duper religious background, and your parents are like, "Oh, you had a child young. Okay, cool. I'm kicking you out," or something like that. Or they find out you have a boyfriend, I'm kicking you out. And actually, no, because I need a better. Let's say your parents kick you out for whatever, but let's say the reason was crazy, brazy. It was mean. Actually, no, let's say you had a child young and they literally kicked you out on the street, nowhere to go, right? And you kept saying, no, but I still loved them. I don't even think my reason is this is good, you know, because it still makes sense about why you still love them. But like, I'm trying to relate it to average Joe, but it's
I
hard.
don't, yeah. Do you know
No,
what it
no, no.
is?
Okay, this is what I'm gonna say, Jazz. Imagine, yeah. But even still, it still makes sense. Imagine, yeah, you've now gone on Instagram Live, or you've now gone on a platform where your parents are, and
This is it.
you've exposed everything.
This is it. You've
Yeah.
exposed the stains in their knickers. You've exposed everything. You've even said, I know I'm showing you the stains in the knickers, but there's more that I can't say. There's more I can't show you, but yeah, I still want a relationship with them.
But that's why I think
And
they'll come back.
I want them to embrace me.
Yeah, keep saying, I want accountability. And then that's when I realized, brother, you don't know what I've been through. As a black in the UK, we're not getting sorry. I'm not saying you should affirm it, but if you also want to have a relationship and you also want accountability, listen, you're well within your rights. But I would like them to know that as an average black in the UK, we're not getting a sorry when someone touches our hair.
Nope.
We're not getting a sorry when anything happens.
Even when actual legit racism happens, we don't get a sorry.
Like more blunt. And do you know what I clocked here? He said, oh, what did he say? You know how you said that he's not, they're not really looking for change. He kept saying this particular thing. He was like, you know, when we left, they said that they're gonna hire a diver, like when the Oprah interview dropped, they said they're gonna hire a diversity hire or something like that in the royal family. And he was like, have they? But he was like, with this, with the Ngozi thing, like with this, is basically, you know, she's come, she's apologized, it's kind of like it's helping it. I was thinking,
Helping what?
brother.
Helping
And I
what?
and do you know what, Jazz, I was shocked because I said, you really thought this diversity thing was gonna change something? Years, like you said it yourself out of your mouth, years of subconscious bias. What's it gonna change, baby? Look how they treat your missus.
Oh no, I think there's partly delusion there somewhere.
Delusional girls.
For real, because I just feel like what he's doing and what he's saying his aim is, I just don't see them aligning. Like, I understand, like, releasing all the information, selling the books, doing the documentary. You need to earn money to pay for your security. I get it. But I just feel like to do all of that and then claim that you still want to be embraced or whatever by, like, the royal family is sort of.
It's wild.
Yeah, it just the two don't align in my opinion, but you know what? Like we said, we can't relate to any of this. So maybe he knows what he's talking about. Maybe that will come. Maybe he will be there at the coronation
I wouldn't
doing
be
what he needs to
surprised.
be doing. I don't know.
But what confuses me is I don't know what he's angry about now.
The silence, I think that's what it is. I think he probably wants them to come out. Maybe his dad, he wants now as king. His dad is now king. He probably wants his dad to say, leave them alone.
Leave what alone?
Leave Harry and Meg alone. I love my stepdaughter. Sorry, not
No.
step, it's not stepdaughter, it's
So
daughter-in-law.
no.
I love my daughter-in-law. I love my grandkids. And they are still welcome to come back to the family. I think that's what he wants to
Is
hear.
that what this is?
I think he wants his dad to say, you can get your titles back. That the door is never closed to you. I think that's what he wants to be said publicly.
It, okay, because I was watching an interview and I was like, what is going on? What is the issue now? And now I sound like those white people. Because it's like, it wasn't even like about the Meghan thing anymore. It was like, it was what I realized was like, and what I even thought. Because you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's Meghan, it's Meghan, it's Meghan. She's, no, it's him. My dad said, yeah, my dad at Christmas, we're all talking about it. And my mom was like, nah, she feels like, you know, Harry's changed. I was like, since being with Meghan, I was like, do you even know them? And then my dad feels like Harry is a troubled boy. And he said that it might not be like he's like, he doesn't know if it's because of like his the mom passing or whatnot or whatever it is. But she said that my dad said he's always been troubled and always been quite naughty. And my dad feels like even if he married a white woman, obviously, there was not going to be racism in the press and stuff, but there would still be an issue of him wanting to leave. Like he would still have, there would still be something. Like he felt like there would still be, like he was never really happy there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
But
that's
this is
quite
the thing.
interesting.
Do you think it's become, and this is the thing, because, sorry. I feel like before, I genuinely believed. Yeah, I think Harry didn't really want this life. Da, da, da. This is
That's what we
the narrative
believed.
that we again made up. Harry always wanted to leave. Da, 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 da. But is it literally because he knows, or obviously, unless something tragic happens, he'll never sit on that throne? So is it
So
just a
all
case
this
of
time,
he just
he wanted
thinks,
to sit on the throne, and I didn't know that. I thought he was a rebel. I thought he wanted to.
yeah,
Do you know what
he didn't want to be a royal.
Because we
I
saw
thought
him
that's what it
racing
was.
with, what's the racer, Jasmine? What's his name? That
What,
racer.
Usain Bolt?
We saw him with Usain Bolt. We saw him with Rihanna. We saw him do gun fingers. We saw him with, was it who?
Even
Maybe it was
Beyonce.
Uzi.
Even
Beyonce.
Beyonce. Yeah.
We saw him with these people. We see that, oh, he's got mixed race wife. We think, oh, you know, black people, we always assume,
We
oh,
think, oh, yeah, he gets it. He gets
yeah, he's down for the culture. He's with the culture. Culture's not even with us.
it.
In fact, he wanted to be king. Can you imagine? We now made up a narrative that was not his. He wanted to be king. And trust me, I get how sad he must feel that they treat him like a spare.
Yeah.
And like he was saying how literally he was born for organs for his
Just in
brother.
case. Yeah, just in case.
And those are the sides that's why I'm actually I actually have the book,
Is it? I actually think I'm gonna buy it. I'm gonna
Oh,
pay
you're
for it.
gonna buy it? Okay.
I'm gonna pay for your security.
Oh, bless you. Circulating on WhatsApp.
Is it? Oh, yeah, I've seen actually the PDFs in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I do want to read it because I want to try to understand him and how he grew up. But to me, it doesn't make no difference because now I know you're not fighting for change or progression or
No.
anything like that. You just wanted to be king. And
And that's
I
okay.
that's
And that's all
okay.
right.
Yeah, that's okay. It's just now we know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And
And
that's the
I
thing.
think that's important as well. I think it's important for us as well as a community to know, okay, this was what it was about, and not run with the story that we thought it
We
was.
made up
Yeah.
because we did amazing, amazing supporting, amazing press for them. In fact,
Amazing.
they didn't even want it. But when Megan said, oh, they focus on the race element, I said, she must have hated what we were doing online. She must have hated
She must have even
it.
blamed us for making it worse.
But that's the great thing about speaking. When people, to be fair, it's good. When people are able to tell their side of the story, it's great because now you know where
Great
they
for
really stand.
everybody. Yeah,
Exactly.
it's
It's
great for
really, it is
everybody.
great in as I mean, he took it about his torture. It's taking it too far, baby. Baby, this one is a lot. We don't need to move here,
Oh,
but
that word is so gross.
because now I feel like I can't even eat sausage anymore.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
Damn.
torture.
And you're telling us that with your friends, we know who's circumcised, who's not. Brother, why? But that's again, it's the good thing about speaking. So we know, okay, we really do know. Like, and the what I will say, the PTSD that he's experienced because of his mum's passing is death even, is awful. Like, it's crazy how it can really take effect on you because I think as a man, you're not really allowed to feel emotions, or I think he said he didn't even cry at the walk behind her, actually. I'm not too sure, I can't remember now. But like he was saying that he's not really cried about it much. And his brother tries to speak to him about it, and he's just like, no, I
You can't do it.
can't. And like, he was saying how he one of his mum's security guys, or one of the security guys of royal family, he finally gave him like a case file about it. But he took out some of the images.
Okay.
And it is crazy because it's like sometimes, when you want to know the truth. But like I think he did that when he was in his early 20s. So the guy actually, he thanked the guy actually. He's like, thank you, because like looking back as a 30, how old is he now? 38 or
I
however
don't
old
even
he is.
know.
He's a big
Mid-30s,
man.
something like that, yeah.
But he's like, I'm thankful because I don't even know how my mom would have processed seeing that. That's so true. But moving on from telling your truth and what it's like when, then how the narrative changes when someone actually speaks. When someone don't speak, Lori Harvey of Harvard University, come to the front. Because we're making up theories on your behalf again.
I don't know. The thing is, I think the girls are going through it at the moment, the girlies, because it's Damson. My sister literally messaged me last night at 11 p.m. She said, "I don't think this is right." I said, "What?" She said, "I feel like she's taken our British heartthrob. I feel like
Wow.
he's my little brother and I need to protect him." I said, "Don't worry, he's
You don't know
gassed.
him.
This is what he wants."
This is life changing for him. Like, but again, okay, this is so funny we're on this podcast because we don't know. For actually, no. This one I know. This one I know that Damson is like
His
the
boys
girl.
are 150 million% gassing him up.
Because he's like, if I fumble, if I fumble one shake, she's gonna go. However, do you know what? Yeah, I know. I really don't care to know the reasons behind celebrity shit. Yeah, but the Lori Harvey of Harvard University, I want to know
Do you know what
why
it
she leaves
yeah
them,
that's this
or I
this
want to know what happens. I'm
this is
sorry, I want to
this
know.
is it this is it like they're like, the thing is, I'm very nosy naturally, but I am invested in the reasons why these relationships end, because obviously she makes them sign NDAs. So
Does she? Is that real?
yeah, she made, well, this is the rumor mill. This is going through the rumor mill that she makes all the guys that she sees sign an NDA. But I would love to know, like, is it them that's ending the relationship, as in the men, or is it her, or,
Was it a mutual thing?
what is the breaking point? Do you know what I mean? Like, what is the straw that breaks the camel's back? Oh, I'd love to know. I'd
Because
love to
what
know.
did Michael B do? Was he cheating, or did he not pick her up one day, or was he not sending her enough flowers? And she was like, fuck it, like, do you know who I am? Like, I want to know. I want to. But if it's from the perspective of what we think it might be, of like, these guys aren't treating her right. Like, they're just like, oh yeah, I bagged the baddie, I bagged the baddest beat, and I'm just gonna relax. I'm not really gonna take her out much. I'm gonna talk to other girls. I can do whatever the fuck I want. If that's the case, then absolutely, yeah, she should leave. And I just find it so interesting how a lot of men are kind of like, oh, see, like, she thinks she's all that. Oh, look at her just tossing the men away. Like, she just, the way she's kind of disposing of men, like, her body count is long, all these kind of things. And I'm like, but why aren't you taking into consideration that majority of the time, when it comes to these stories, like, for example, like Cardi B, how many times has she come and told us that Offset has cheated on her? But we will be happy for.
That's what they want. The men want to see Lori Harvey go back to her ex. That's what they want. They want her
And
to be miserable or single for years before she goes back on the market. That's what they want.
or be publicly with someone who treats her bad. Like, Cardi B has gone back to Offset how many times, yeah? And it's kind of like guys see it as like, oh yeah, ride or die. Do you know what I mean? Whereas obviously, we still don't know. I really want Royce to tell us, but it's kind of given, from what we've seen, it's kind of given, well, I'm not settling. And she did say on the Angie Martinez interview that I don't want to be in a place where it's not helpful for me. If I'm not getting what my worth, then I'm bouncing. And instead of people to see that as a real positive thing, we really praise people who stay in struggle, who stay with people that, they're not treating them right. It's the bare minimum. And we're kind of like, yeah, that's the ride or die. That's where they should be staying. All that kind of stuff. Like, even Summer Walker, when she left L London on the track, was she the fifth baby mom or sixth baby mom? I can't remember what it was now.
Yeah, I think she was the
And
fifth
people were
one.
like, oh, why did you leave him? Like, you knew that you were the sixth baby mama. So why did you leave him? Might as well just stay. Like, if you knew what you're getting yourself into. It's like the moment a woman finds herself like, oh shit, actually I'm not really feeling this. Like, this, I'm worth more. That's what people are saying. Actually, you should stay there and struggle.
Just a little bit of common chi and you can't stay. They want the struggle.
The thing is, like, she's not tied down to anything. She's
Yeah.
not, there's no, so it's so much easier to leave out in my, do you know what I mean? Like, there's no.
Yeah, and I think there's a particular kind of man where that is really, really bothering them. For whatever reason, it's like it really, really bothers them that Lori Harvey is gorgeous. She's what's it called? She's young, she doesn't have any kids, she's never been married, and she's literally dating tens. She's dating tens. She's dating A-listers. And I
As she
feel
should.
like, yeah, and I feel like there's a particular kind of man that can't stand it.
They actually don't sleep, you know.
Yeah.
Tossing and turning. Oh my days, oh my days. Leave her. That's it. But I'm sorry, but that's exactly what she was meant to be doing. And do you know what? I'm not even, I would not be surprised if there's other girlies like her who are doing the exact same. Maybe we just don't know. Like,
Yeah, because of
maybe
the
they're
she's high
meeting.
profile, isn't it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
she's very high profile. But there might be other girlies who are quite, you know, high profile like her, maybe, or maybe even not as famous, but they're dating tens. Like, or the moment's not working, I'm out.
Yeah.
And I'm loving that the girls are, again, we don't know for sure what the real reasoning is. But if Lori's saying that she's talking to Angie Martinez, it's about her worth. I'm
Yeah.
loving that the girls, surely that everybody should be backing it. And do you know what's even pissing me off? The girlies that are talking on Lori being like, oh, like she thinks she's all that, she's getting any man, like,
What the hell? The
yes
girlies are hating
yes
like this.
or is it every day, and every day new man, is it every
Nah,
day new...
you lot need to
yes
step your pussy game up. Step it up. Stop watching Lori Harvey. Come on. Come on.
yes it is,
Come on. Step your pussy
because
game up.
why should, so she should stay with Michael B. Jordan, because yes, he's very handsome, and yes, he took her to a museum, and yes, he calls her turtle. But if her inside is not happy, how old is she? She's not, I swear she's not even 25.
I think she's just turned 25.
Jesus.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, she's like 25, 26, something like that. Yeah, they can't stand that her dating around hasn't spoiled her market, because
That's the real.
we're living in the slums over here in the UK,
Mm.
especially where guys, they have so many requirements or so many things that are like, I wouldn't date a girl that's this, that, and the other. But with Lori Harvey, look, she's publicly dated all of these men, and it hasn't spoiled anything for her.
I just feel like
She's
sometimes we,
thriving.
yeah, I've
And
1000% think that's right, yeah.
I
That it's
think
not spoiled
it's,
her market, yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
it's rattling people.
But why do we praise, like, I don't know, I think sometimes the black community, like, sometimes we need to look inwards. Like, why do we, like, you know, like Jada Weider, yeah? She's like, we've been with
Little baby.
and like, they're back of, I don't know if their relationship's toxic, is it?
Well, I don't know if it's toxic, but he's definitely cheated on her.
Oh, okay. And she got, like, and people are like, oh, that's goals. Like, I'm trying to have that.
Yeah.
Like, that's,
Yeah. They proper look up to their
we would
relationship.
rather be in that. I want, there's a child involved. Oh God. Than say that what Laurie is doing
Yeah.
is not it. I don't know,
It's
man.
definitely. In I hate to say it, but I think it is something like internal. Like, I think seeing Lori Harvey thrive, like we said, and not spoil her market by dating around, and being able to secure these guys that to some people Michael B. Jordan is like their number one. To some people, Damson Idris is their number one. Do you know what I mean? So securing guys like that, and it hasn't stopped her from living. It hasn't. She's successful. She has money. She doesn't have any kids yet. She's not doing this ride or die thing. I think she's even been proposed to. She's been engaged at one point. So seeing this, I think it triggers something in. It's not even just women, it's men as well. Men are
But they're
like,
just
what
like,
the
oh, women
fuck?
aren't, yeah, women aren't
Yeah.
gonna settle. They're not gonna stay with the, you know, they
They
know
have to
that
be
this will have a
better. They
trickle
have to be
effect.
better men. Yeah. They have
This
to
will
be
have a
better
trickle
men.
effect, because women will start realizing their worth. Like, actually, no, like, if you're not, if I'm telling you to buy me flowers and you're not buying me flowers, then bye.
Yeah.
Or if I'm telling you to take me out and you're
I
not
even,
taking me
do
out.
you know what I even want her to do? I want her to write a book now
Do you
because,
know what? I was thinking that, you know, Jazz. I was thinking that, and I think that that
gosh.
would be such an amazing thing because her dad's book did
Yeah,
so
it'll be like
well.
a full circle moment. She should now write her book.
I really think so.
Yeah, it would do amazing. I
Yeah, I
know it
think you're
would.
so right. I think you're so right.
She might as well capitalize off of all this hate that she's getting because what the hell is going on? Like the reactions to it, I really didn't understand.
And you know what's crazy? I think as well, when a guy has money and they don't treat you well, that would actually piss me the fuck off.
It's true.
Because it's like, oh, swear, so you do have the money to take us out.
Yeah.
You do have the money to take us here, there, over, like, and imagine if they just take you to like just like a casual restaurant, yeah, all the time. Like, that's how your dates are, yeah. But when they're with their boys, they've bought the whole table.
Yeah. Yep.
That will start to grate on me because it's like, oh, so you don't really rate me. And it's not just the money involved, but it's like, it's not to say that the money is the value, but it's like, oh, right, so the gifts are small. So
Yeah.
you can only afford to get me, I don't know, let's say Kurt Geiger bag. What, you've been in Black Panther? And when you're going out with your boys, it's your boy's birthday, you getting them Rolex.
Yeah.
Maybe those were the things that were clicking in her head. She said, yeah, nah.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. I
But
get
then
it.
there's the argument of she's light skinned, she's really slim, she literally looks like perfection.
Yeah.
So she can maneuver in any way she wants. So I remember when she got with Michael Jordan, there was that argument of like, well, she can maneuver however way she wants, which is true. There's an
Yeah.
aspect to that. However, I do think we should take on the learnings if it is true, that we should
Yeah.
know our worth. Like, we should
A
know
100%.
that
And the
we should
thing
not
is,
settle.
yeah, she might be like quote unquote perfection, but there are a lot of women that are quote unquote perfection, but they'll still do this ride or die thing. And yeah, I think that this ride or die stuff, that needs to die.
I just think that sometimes we praise and I don't know, just, like, you know the dark skin woman, yeah, from that Pharrell video, front end.
Yeah, Lanisha Cole,
Why
please.
on earth is she now a part of the Baby Mama crew for Nick Cannon? Do you not know how fine you are? I was
Nick
so
Cannon's cult.
and she was
I
like, you
don't
lot don't know the
understand.
reels, bro. I think, oh my days.
I don't. I that one, I'm scared. Like with this whole Nick Cannon stuff, what is going on? Like, what is really going on?
Do you know
And
what? Yeah,
then
you're
for him
gone.
to turn around and say, like, he feels guilty or something because he doesn't have the time. Of course you don't. You have like 12 kids. How are you going to have the time for them all? And they're all the same age as well. So it's like
Yuck.
they're all going to be hitting milestones at around the same time. You're going to miss it. Of course you are.
Do you know, I was watching Being Mary Jane. I re recently re rewatched it, yeah. And her niece was crying on the phone about a boy. She said something. She was like, listen, we've all been afforded to a man once. Like, who has it? She was, and her niece was like, I didn't really want to tell you because they want you to judge me. She's like, and it's so true. It's like, we've all been afforded to a man once.
Yeah.
Let it be your last. Let,
Yep.
and Laurie is telling us. The thing is, yeah, again, with the Harry thing, we're putting narrative. But if this is the narrative that we can take from this,
I think it's a good thing.
I think so. I think
And I think
so.
she should capitalize off of it.
I wonder why she doesn't want to, because I think it's become a thing where she's, because she doesn't address it in the moment. Like, people saying that she dated P. Diddy and his son. But then she came out recently, like in the Angie Martinez thing, saying, you know, there's rumors about that, and that's not true. So she lets it ride for quite some time, because some people would go on their Instagram stories
Yeah.
and be like, right out. And rightly so. I don't know. Because she's
Maybe
not
she
really
sees it as like, you know, like
promo.
that old thing where it's like, what's it called? Bad press is still press. Like ultimately she still has motivations to want to be talked about, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
That's the honest truth. So maybe it's just a case of, you know, if people want to run with it, like do your best. It's gonna keep me in the news articles or news circuits, whatever. Okay, cool. But yeah, I think there'll definitely be a day where she'll speak a bit more. I think especially if it continues.
But if there's NDAs, can she even speak?
This is what I don't know. I don't understand how NDAs work. Like, I don't know if it's a mutual thing or if it's the person that is providing NDA. Obviously, they're in control of
Oh, do you know what we
what
need?
is said about them.
If she had dated Drake, we would have known everything by now.
Yeah. Maybe that's even why they haven't dated. I can't imagine Drake signing an NDA
We
because
would
he
have
wants to
known.
write about it. He
Yeah, we would have
wants
known
to say
everything
it
by
in
now.
songs. But yeah, another one, I guess, about stories that have been released and people running with narratives, of course, was the Tory and Meg situation, which was just, it was tragic. Like
Yeah, it was sad.
I was definitely emotionally invested because I was genuinely thinking, like, the way certain people were tweeting, the way certain news articles, or I would say blogs, not even news articles, it's blogs, were posting. I was like, this nigga is gonna be found not guilty and it's gonna devastate me. It's gonna devastate me because it was like, it was as if Megan was on trial. It was as if Megan was the one that shot the gun, or was the gun was hers. And I'm like, people are focusing on like her sexual history, whether she slept with this, that, and the other. And I'm like, that has nothing to, like, does that mean she deserved to be shot? That has nothing to do with anything, for starters. And why is she the one that we're speaking about right now? Let's talk about Tory and the fact that he's literally pointed a lethal weapon at someone and shot it.
His
It's
own friend,
crazy.
or I don't even know what they were, but they're at least friends.
Yeah, at
They're at least
least
friends.
friends.
Yeah, girl. Mess.
It was
Absolute
awful.
mess. Yeah, it was not nice.
Awful, awful,
Just
awful.
it's just sad to me how people always go the way of, like maybe her and Kelsey were both fucking him, and then I said, so that's why he shot them. Do you know, it's just
Yeah, it's
like
like
the
people are trying to
excuses, the
rationalize the
excuses.
inexcusable.
There was no, well, like, I can't believe he shot her. There was none of that. It was kind of like,
None of that
oh,
at
he must have
all.
shot her because rah, rah, rah. It's like defending the shooting.
And I found it so, even people saying that she was lying, I'm like, I'm sorry, but are you actually reading what's coming out of the trial, or are you just refusing to see sense?
Yeah, I think
Doctors
people
saying
look.
that they've removed bullet fragments from her feet, and you're saying that she lied about there being a shooting at all.
And this is why she probably didn't even want to come forward in the first place. Or this is
So,
why people, a lot of people don't come forward when they experience these kind of things, like abuse, because they know that people are not going to believe them. That's the thing about talking about your experiences. You just know that people aren't going to believe you, and that's the haunting thing.
it's
It's
horrible.
very, very haunting knowing that I could tell somebody I really, even you could tell your loved ones, you could tell your friend, and like they could just be like, okay, but what was you wearing? You know, people say that stuff like, okay, what was you, or what happened, or do you know what I mean? Like, it's there, they need to.
And the thing is, it's so much worse because in those sorts of situations, you're already blaming yourself, even though you know that you shouldn't be. But when you experience something like that, when you're a victim of something like that, you internally, you're already telling yourself, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done this, maybe I shouldn't have done that, this, that, and the other. So for then people to turn around and be like, yeah, you're a liar, or implying that you deserved it for whatever reason, like, that is awful. Like, I genuinely am holding Megan in my
Yeah,
prayers
me too.
because
It's a lot. It's a
it's
lot.
like, That's on top of even everything else that she's been through as well.
Losing her
I'm just like,
mom.
yeah. And
Did
it's
she
like
lose
there's
her
general,
dad?
yeah, she, yeah.
Wow.
Her parents and her
Yeah,
grandma.
grandma. Do you know what? Yeah, I think the best thing is for like, even when she goes on like those Jimmy Kimmels, nobody should ask her about this thing.
Never.
Like, it needs to be, her PRs needs to be a bit more on point. And I think they need to protect her a bit more. Because even when she went on that girl show, I was like, I wish she didn't. I'm not saying that even had any effect. Like, even if she did or she didn't. But I was just like, I don't think this shouldn't have been the thing. I feel like she should have been at home. Like, and I'm sure she wanted to tell her piece, you know, get hurt. But I just felt like I need, I don't know what's happening with her team, but I just need her to get like a really, really strong team who are kind of like, our priority right now is getting, making money, doing the hot girl tours, and that's it for now. There's no, we don't need, because I feel like she needs some peace. Like, it was just back to back to back, like so many losses, and then her career was like reaching new heights, and then the
Yeah,
Tory
and
thing
this
happened.
happened.
Yeah, like, it's just
And it was sad because it's like if he got found not guilty, she definitely would have just been, yeah, seen as that liar, even though obviously not guilty doesn't mean, you know. But, and then for him to be found guilty, and now people are saying, oh, look, she's put a black man in jail, she's put another black man in the prison system. And it's like,
Another, you know,
what do you
as if she's done it
want?
before.
What do you want? Do you know what I mean? Like, what black women should come to violence, or
But you know,
and then just firm it?
some men, they're like, yeah, black women are our saviors, you know, they look after us, you know, meant to be. And this is not even like a joke,
This is
this is
the but
how a
this is
lot of
the ride
people
or die.
think, a
This is
lot
the
of men
ride or
think,
die.
yeah.
This is the ride
And we
or
do
die
it.
mentality.
Even Megan, she did it at
And no one is
her own life.
riding and dying for us. Nobody. Nobody is riding or dying for black women.
And even when people saying stuff like, oh my God, like, why did she wear that? But what does that even have to do with the case? Like, why did she wear that to court? Sorry, because her boobs are out.
Where?
Firstly, this is Meg Thee Stallion. If you know how she dressed, this is how she dressed. This is even corporate for her.
It has not, and the
This is a
thing is,
corporate look.
she's even a witness. She could have come in a tracksuit if she
Yes.
liked. She could
Oh
have.
God, you guys get on my nerves, man. And I think probably what it was for me, I won't lie, was just hearing women talk about it and just finding a way to kind of
Yeah,
defend Tory,
that
or
was the
finding,
worst bit of it.
just thinking to
A hundred
myself,
percent the worst
like,
bit.
okay. Like, you just look at some women, so like, you just see their tweets and you just think, ew, like, there was a, I don't know if you saw this rapper, this dark skinned rapper. Let me see if I can find her app. But she was on a TV, she was on a talk show recently, and they're talking about colorism.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw that one.
Sorry, let me see if I can find her name. Mona Leo?
Okay,
Or Mona Leo? Mona Leo? So she was on the female rap room, and there was a presenter called, what is the presenter's name? I don't even know what the presenter was called, but she was light skin, yeah. She said to Mona Leo, so do you think that colorism is a thing? Like, do you think it's real? Jasmine, I wasn't even gonna watch the whole thing because I just felt like I don't
Yeah,
want to be angry.
if you're asking these questions in 2023, then I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, mate.
Then she was like, yeah, obviously, like, she was like, how do you think it affects rappers? She was like, yeah, obviously, like, let's look at the main rapper. Like, she's like, and I feel so sorry for her, because when she was speaking, it was like she had to be like, oh, but no disrespect, their talent is there.
Yeah, it's like she had to put a
Because she
caveat.
knows if she talked, like, if she said the facts are the facts, she trust me, she handled it perfectly. If she didn't have to say those things, Nicki Minaj is gonna jump on live.
Stop.
Nicki Minaj is gonna jump on, and the girls are my.
The Bobs would have went ham.
The fact of the matter is, when and I love Doja Cat with my whole heart. And I think she's so talented.
Yeah.
If she was dark skinned though,
Yeah. Would she be where she is?
would she be
It's
a
a valid
household name?
question.
Would she?
It's a valid question.
What's that?
It's a
Bree
valid question.
Runway is probably one of the most talented acts in this UK. A lot of y'all can't dance. I'm not saying your profession means that you have to, but a lot of you can't. And can't do it while singing. She can. And she's not on the front, she's not on the front line for me enough. And if she was light skinned, anyways,
Yeah.
this woman, she said something, the light skin presenter, she was like, you know, because she was like, because I don't really see it. She was like, I don't really see the colorism. And then she said this thing. She was like, because when I was in school, she was like, I think reverse colorism is a thing. She's like, because when I was in
Wow.
school, they used to bully me and, you know, pick on, like, dark skinned girls used to bully me, pick on my hair, all that kind of stuff. Because I was light. And they'll be like, you know, you're light. And then, because I always hear light skinned girls say stuff like, you know, dark skinned girls used to bully me, just cut my hair. Or they'll say, like, stuff like, they'll say, you know, you think you're nice because you're mixed, or you think you're nice because you're light, all that kind of stuff. I'm like, mate, you're bullied, or mate, this is prejudice. This is discrimination, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to excuse it, but it's like you're still going to be treated better in society.
Yeah.
Like what you went through was not nice, but even the stuff that you say that you went through, like, oh, you think you're too nice, oh, you think you're pretty, those things are still rooted in the fact that the way you look is still quote unquote better.
Yeah.
And you
Yeah.
can't even acknowledge it because, and I remember she was like, I don't like it when people say that to me. Like, but she was like, I don't like it when people say to me, like, oh, you're pretty for a light skin girl, or you think you're too pretty because you're light skin. Like, she was like, I don't like it when people say, and I was like, so how do you think I feel when people literally throughout my whole secondary school experience will literally come up to me and be like, oh, I hate dark skin girls, like, oh my God, where you look like, oh, I could never date someone dark as you. How do you think we were coping?
Yeah.
And you know what is more time with girls like that, I think the experiences for them is when their light skin privilege doesn't work enough. Like the card is declined, yeah. And for a dark skin girl, it went through. Like maybe, you know, a guy that they were eyeing up in a club wasn't really
Yeah.
giving them enough. But the girl who's given attention to was a dark skin girl. So that's when the vendetta starts. Because I've seen some stuff where
Yeah.
some light-skinned girls are not feeling it because they're not center of attention, and they're kind of like, wow, really? Like, I've never
Yeah.
experienced this.
Yeah.
Surely this can't be.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people, they definitely are used to like being the first choice. And I feel like when there's a point where they're not the first choice, it's almost like a, oh, it's a shock. And the thing is, I think when someone starts saying something like reverse colorism exists, that is when I am mentally going to clock out, because it simply doesn't. And I do believe I'm not gonna say that it hasn't happened where someone has been bullied for being light skinned or not being dark enough. I'm not going to say it hasn't happened, but I feel like that, like you said, it's not, that's not an example of reverse colorism.
It
That's
doesn't exist.
just
I'm so sorry. No.
people being nasty. Because colorism itself is the belief that lighter skin is better. So there can't be such a thing as reverse colorism unless those, yeah, I just can't, I can't process the reverse colorism stuff.
Yeah, it's
I
too
can't
much.
entertain that
It's
notion.
just.
But yeah, I do definitely believe that there's prejudice. I definitely believe that there are some people, or there have definitely been examples of someone picking on someone because they're light skin, 100%. But
100%
even like
that's happened.
sometimes when some light skinned women, like for example, she had her experience, right? Which, yeah, definitely is prejudice. Definitely is, like you said, nasty. But some of them will have experiences where they'll just be like, yeah, like the dark skinned girls just didn't like me. Like, I think they thought I was just too pretty, or like, you
Yeah.
hear those. I hear Americans say that a lot, or
Yeah.
actually, I hear UK girls say that too. Where it's just like, oh yeah,
Yeah.
the black girls didn't really like me. Like, you know, I just, you know,
And I always take it with
why?
a pinch of salt. I'm not gonna lie. It's not me trying to. And the thing is, I feel so bad about denying someone's experiences, but to me, that sounds so vague that it just seems like you believed that they
Yeah.
didn't like you because of your hair.
Yeah.
That sounds like you thought that they didn't like their hair for whatever reason. And that because you had a different hair type to them, because you had 3A, you believe that that's the reason that they didn't like you. It's like even that in itself sounds like colorism. So,
And it's
yeah.
always the yeah, I you know, they just didn't like me because X, Y, but it's like, where's the concrete evidence? And colorism, yeah,
Like, what did they
colorism,
say to you? What did they say to you that
yeah,
made you
you just
believe
had the feeling.
that the reason they didn't like you is because of your skin color, so your skin tone or your hair? Like, remember that girl, Queen Naija, and she did that video with her partner, and she was saying, yeah, these black girls, in my school, they didn't like me because I had long, pretty hair, blah, 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 blah. And it's like you could tell the boyfriend wanted to cut the cameras, but she just kept going. And I'm just like, you don't even see it, do you? Like, you don't even see it. She just continued and continued and continued. Yeah, these little girls, they hated me because I had nice hair. Da, 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 da. I was like, wow. Wow. But where?
Oh, sorry, Eva is what I yeah, I couldn't. You know how you said that you would have clocked out? Yeah, me too. I just
Yeah.
like, yeah. Sorry,
I just feel
sorry you
sorry that
experienced
she,
that, but yeah,
yeah, that
bye.
she even has to have these conversations and stuff is crazy.
Because you know that, because as soon as that light skin person tells me that, yeah, I know that whatever comes out my mouth, they're gonna just be
They're
like,
not gonna hear it.
they're not even gonna believe it. They're like, yeah, I experienced that too. Or it's just like,
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
anyways, Jazz, I know you got somewhere to be.
Yeah, it's true. But there's just one more thing I wanted to talk about quickly. I just found it really interesting. I came across it on TikTok the other day by her name is Vivian. And basically she's doing rejection therapy. I don't know if you've seen it,
Oh my
I
God,
just
yeah.
find it so interesting. So basically, guys, the premise is that she wants to desensitize herself to hearing no. And I found it so interesting, but do you know what? Yeah, I really struggle with things that will make me cringe. So when she was explaining what she was about to do, I already said, I'm not finishing this video, but I'm so proud of her anyway for doing it. Basically, this is day one, mind you. She said that she's going to a mattress shop. So she's going to a bed shop and she's going to ask the man there if she can have a nap on one of the beds.
Jesus.
Because she's tired. And I just said, oh my gosh, so what is day 30 gonna look like? Because I'm already screaming. But I just think it's such a good idea because I think a lot of what holds many people back, me as well, like, is the thought of rejection or hearing no or hearing not this time or just that general feeling of, you know, like maybe I'm not good enough. I think can make us think so many things internally. But I think I've never considered desensitizing myself to the word no. So I just thought, you know, that's interesting. Bit of food for thought. But
Yeah, I
yeah,
really
sorry, I
like
just
that.
thought about that.
I
Yeah, I
really
thought
like
it was
that.
so interesting. I mean, I'm going to find her again. And maybe I can actually make it through a video, but I was just mortified. Like when she said that she's gonna go to a mattress shop and ask if she
I
can nap.
know,
And she
mad.
even said, like, it will make it so much worse if
the person who works in the shop is black, because she said
Yeah, I get that.
she said black people can't hide when you've
Yeah.
asked something crazy. So she said it's going to be all over their face that they think I'm nuts. But yeah, I was just like, this is such a brilliant idea. But yeah, just very
Yeah, we'll see
interesting.
how she gets on, boy. Do you know,
Yeah.
I don't think I'm desensitized. Well, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm not afraid of hearing no. I don't think I am, you
Yeah.
know. I don't know why.
Yeah, I get
I
you.
think it's because I'm kind of used to it being a no. So I think I'm okay with putting myself out there. I
Yeah,
think
no,
my
I get
issue
you.
is just putting myself out there more, but it's not because I'm scared of hearing a no. It's more so, yeah, I don't know why that is. I think it's because with me, I always think with things, yeah, you just need one person to believe in you.
Yeah, it's true. Oh my gosh, you're gonna sound like Lady Gaga.
Oh God. It's like job hunting. I get, you know, so, and it's also when you're doing something, yeah, like when you're doing a project or when you're doing something, like let's take job hunting as an example. If you're going into something, you need to prepare yourself to have bare rejections.
Yeah.
You just need that one yes.
No, it's true. It's
I don't
true.
know. I really have to think about that. Like, why don't, because I've had bare emails where people have been like to me, I've reached out for things and people just be like, yeah, no, you're not the one, or not even in a rude way, just like, yeah, you don't fit this
Yeah.
thing. Or, and I've just been, okay, well, at least I tried.
Yeah. That's the thing. Some people genuinely, and I need to take that out of my vocab ASAP, sorry. Some people, they genuinely believe, like, when they hear a no, it shakes something inside of them, because they feel like, oh, I'm not good enough, or oh, maybe I won't apply for that job again, or a similar type of role, because I won't get it. It's like it can create that sort of self-doubt,
No, but don't
and
get me
it's
wrong,
not
I
always
have
valid.
self-doubt too.
It's not always valid.
I have self-doubt too. I don't know what my issue is. I don't know why I think I'm audacious enough to do whatever I want. I don't know. It's a good thing though, but I have self-doubt as well. But I just feel like, do you know what it is? I think it's I've always had it since uni. My thing is, what's the worst that they can say?
Yeah.
And it's no. Do you know what I mean? Like they're not gonna say, they're not gonna call me a dickhead.
Yeah, it's true.
Like sometimes I have reached out to things, like done things, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm very nervous for the reply. Like, wow. But I just feel like the worst they can say is no, or they can air it.
Yeah.
And I always kind of feel like with those kind of things, I can go about my life and nobody knows I even did what I did.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe I need to think about that one. But yeah.
It's very true. Yeah, I guess that wraps up this week's episode, guys. Thank you for listening. Catch us at Black Girls Living on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. My account is Jazz underscore BW on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm on Vic Sanusi on Instagram and TikTok, and Victoria Sanusi on Twitter. So yeah, have a lovely day, guys. Bye.
Yeah, bye.